Hello.
Hi there. Good evening. This is Susan. My name is Susan from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll, sir. Do you have a moment to please help me out?
I'll try.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. All right. Are you at least 18 years in legal resident of Ohio?
I've lived in Ohio 13 years.
Okay. Are you registered voter in Ohio?
Yes.
Perfect. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of a gun ownership? Yes, it is, or no, it is not?
I'm not hearing you real good.
Oh, okay. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes, it is, or no, it's not?
I'm not getting that one real good. I don't really understand what you're saying on that one.
Yeah, actually, on the question is asking you if you feel the secure storage of a firearm is or is not a major responsibility of a gun ownership.
Well, the safety storage, yes, it's
okay.
Your.
So yes, okay. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means, for example, safe, content, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily unaffordable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored? Support or oppose?
I would like to see them secured where a child could get to them.
Okay. I appreciate that. Yes.
I don't think it should be mandatory.
Okay.
I hate anything to be mandatory.
So is it support or opposed, sir?
That's what?
On that question.
Oh, I'd like for it to be secure, yes, where a child could get to it.
Okay, thank you so much, and thank you for being patient with me. We're almost done. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe? Do you support or oppose on a locked safe?
I would like to see it that way, but, you know, whenever you start, when the state starts on stuff that they just mandatory, then they'll just get worse and worse and worse. But it goes the other way, too. If something's not done, it gets more and more lax. So
okay.
I would like to see it where it is, but if you don't have any children in your house, then why have a locked safe?
Would that be support or opposed on the locked safe?
I guess I would oppose it.
Okay. A locked container or case, would you support or oppose it?
I guess I would oppose it.
Okay. A locked box or other device that is designated to be or which can be used a store firearm. Oppose or support?
Well, I have these little locks that you can put in there. You just slip them in there and just lock it. And I like that, but you have to put it in a safe or something.
Okay, would that be oppose or support?
I guess I would oppose it.
Okay, thank you so much. We're almost done, and thank you for bearing with me. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose?
A key lock?
Yes.
Support a key lock, yes.
A combination lock, support or oppose?
No. What do you mean by confirmation lock?
No, a combination lock.
Oh, combination lock?
Yes.
I think a key lock would be better than the other.
Yes, it's asking you if you would support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a combination lock. Would that be support or oppose?
I would oppose it because it shouldn't be. I don't think you should leave. I think that should be left up to the homeowner as to what kind of lockbox you have.
Yeah.
When you wanted a key or combination, that should be left up to the person that owns the gun.
Okay. And a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint, oppose or support?
For the ownership?
If you had a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint, maybe like a box that you know, it's like you put your fingerprint on it.
Or you could have it instead of a key, you just put your finger on there.
Exactly.
Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Would you support or oppose?
Yeah, I would support that.
Okay. Thank you. Just a moment. If a firearm is in a storage device, such as a locked safe, case, or locked box, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded? Should or should not?
I would go either way.
Okay.
I would leave that up to the owner of the gun.
Okay. But what would you decide on? I mean, should or should not? Like,
should not.
Okay. Thank you. If a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through? It is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it. Yes, it is secure, or no, it is not secure.
I don't think a minor should be able to get to it.
Okay. Thank you. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely? Support or oppose?
I would say securely.
Support or oppose?
You're talking about if an officer can carry a weapon?
Actually, it's saying, let me read it to you again one more time, just a moment. Okay. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that requires a gun to be stored securely?
I'm not sure about that one now. I guess I'd oppose it.
Okay. Thank
I don't you. Know, I don't really understand that one.
Okay. Okay. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Would you support or oppose?
I would support that.
Thank you. We're almost done. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Support or oppose?
Explain that one to me.
Yes, actually it's saying that if you would support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor, and if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it.
Okay. Yeah, I would... If it was stored and it's securely, and somehow that minor managed to get to it, I think it should be left up, you know, that it was securely stored, and somehow he got to it. But I don't think he should be really charged for that, the parent.
Well, so
because
the
parent was trying.
Okay. So would you support or oppose?
I would oppose it.
Thank
no,
you.
I would support it, I guess. I'm not sure which it was.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Now,
You're confusing me.
I'm so sorry. The questions are a little complicated, but, you know, they're a little bit understandable, and we are, you know, we respect your opinion. Now, prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support, oppose a law, or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor should discharge a firearm except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Would you support or oppose?
I would want them to really search that out to find out the really cause of it and what happened and why.
And your answer would be support or oppose?
I guess, you know, I don't know. I would not want them to just come up and say, well, they discharged the firearm and we're going to send you to the pen.
Okay.
No, check it out. Find out.
Thank you. Would you support? Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I don't know which I do on which is the answer for that primary answer.
Okay. Well, we'll go to the next one. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available available to the public? Support or oppose?
I wouldn't want it to go to the public. I don't think that should be.
Okay.
But, you know, reporters are going to report it, so... You can't stop that, but don't make it a law where they have to go public.
Would you support or oppose?
I guess I'd oppose it.
Thank you. In terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I vote Republican.
Thank you. What is your age?
Fixing to be 86 in a day or two.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for being so patient. Now, which one of the following best describes your race? White, black,
Hispanic? I'm white.
Thank you. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female?
I consider myself what I was born with. I'm a male, married to a female. for 63 years.
Well, happy birthday to you. Thank you so much. We have completed the survey. I appreciate your time, and happy birthday. I hope you have a great one. Take care.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.